This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Dibby 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 do. Whoa, 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 whoa. That's a good one. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Good vibes and variety. Dino Days at California Academy of Science. If you haven't been to the Cal Academy in a while, you should go. Always changing it. Always got new stuff there. It's so, so, so fun. And it's just a great, Golden Gate Park itself, just a great place to visit. Mm-hmm. Dino Days going on right now. All this week, listen for the code words that Jane is giving you at 3:05 in the afternoon. Take the code word, you text it to our contest line. You'll be entered for your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the California Academy of Science's newest exhibit, two new exhibits, Dino Days and Unseen Oceans. Oh, that's big. That'll be really fun. You can make a whole day out of it. So much right in that area.
Yeah, in general, the city's rad.
Yeah. When my son was home at Christmas time, some of his friends came in, some lived down in San Jose, and some had flown in from Texas, I think. And they all went to the Cal Academy. He was like, I want to show you guys Cal Academy. We got to go there. He loves that place.
Yeah, it is great.
It is. It's wonderful. A lot of people have been talking about how 5 years ago is when the shutdown began, the whole pandemic and all the things that, and it was a big topic even this over the past weekend. We were all talking about how it was the 5-year anniversary and the things you remember, like the empty shelves and how we actually had like toilet paper anxiety and how the traffic went away. Like, all remember they were starting to tell stories about how in some of the most polluted places on earth, people were like, oh my God, the sky's blue.
Mm-hmm.
Like in Mexico City, the children were, you know, instead of drawing a gray sky, they were doing a blue sky. Or I think it was in India, like all the smog cleared away. Or Beijing or something.
It was noticeable in LA.
Like, oh, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, no more, we didn't have the haze or, that time. Nope. It was interesting.
All the cars off the road.
All the cars are off the road.
And when you did have to go somewhere, it was like, oh, this is how the roads are supposed to be. You just get on them and you drive.
I miss all the Zooms. We used to do Zooms with family members and, like, we had friends back
east.
You
miss those, though?
We played games and stuff. And, yeah,
you absolutely. Miss it?
I don't
well,
miss
yeah,
it.
Well, yeah, because, I don't play games with my friends now on Zoom, but that was like, we just, needed some company.
Yeah, we were hanging out on there a lot. Yeah. That is true. Because it was either that or just be alone at your house. So you would, like, I went to a ton of, everyone did. We all went to Zoom birthday parties.
Yeah,
happy Zoom hours. Anniversaries, happy hours, exactly. Yeah, fun. Anyway, 5 years have gone by. And so there was a story on BuzzFeed, which you gotta love BuzzFeed. I love it. And I just thought, oh, yeah, as I always forget about this one, but Jared Leto was at a 12-day silent meditation. Do you remember this?
Mm-hmm.
He's out in the desert, 12-day, like, no contact, silent meditation. and he missed the start of the pandemic. Like, so he comes back and he gets back to the world and turns on his phone and is like, wow. Imagine that, you're gone for 2 weeks and you're just, you know, finding yourself and getting all centered and everything, eating only like organic, delicious food and stuff. Says his first tweet back was, wow, 12 days ago, I began a silent meditation in the desert. We were totally isolated, no phone, no communication, etc. We had no idea what was happening outside the facility. Walked out yesterday into a very different world, one that's been changed forever. Mind-blowing, to say the least. I'm getting messages from friends and family all around the globe and catching up on what's going on. Just, that had to be... They reference Black Mirror here. I don't know if you've ever watched that show.
I have.
I think it's a Netflix show. It's always some crazy thing, but it has to do with technology. It does have that kind of feeling. Twilight Zone-y, you know? Like you fall asleep, when you wake up, the world's totally different. Yikes.
I didn't like it.
No. The pandemic?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a weird reaction.
No, I just want to say, you know, for the record, mark me down as a no.
Never again. No, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I know there were people, and even you were like, you know what? We were great.
There were silver linings.
For our kids, we hung out.
And yeah. Oh, well, I wouldn't say it was great, and I wouldn't want to do it again, but there was definitely there. If you tried to find that gratitude, I got an extra year with my kids at my house. It was great. My son, by the way, fled to New York City, like, 1 year later. He was like, I have to get away from you people. Actually, I guess it was 2 years later, because you couldn't really do anything that first year.
Right.
I just couldn't believe how long it went on for. I remember our old boss, Jim McGuim, he was booked to go to a wedding, I think, over that summer. And it's, you know, this whole thing starts in March. And I'm like, oh, well, that'll be over by then. And, so he was going to come in and he was staying with us, and my friend Joy, who they're separated now, they're divorced and remarried, but she was going to come out too. It was going to be like a whole thing. It was going to be great. All these things that were going to be great. Everybody's wedding. Remember, everyone who had a wedding plan was like, oh, I guess we're not doing that. Or if we do it, we're going to do it over the Zoom. Just so. I wonder if we learned enough that if it happened again, we'd be like, okay, we know what to do.
Well, yeah, I think we do. And I think that, not to touch on like really negative feelings, but you know, there were times in the night where you, as a parent or a business owner or anything, where you might be like, where does this end?
Like, how do we ever get back to normal?
I truly thought 6 weeks, you know, I truly thought that, like,
yeah.
And you just can't fathom, because we'd never been through anything like that.
Right.
In fact, I didn't really think, I mean, I hate to just get into, it's not really political, but it's like, governments, you have one job, like, take care of, like, we're sending our money to you in piles.
It did get politicized.
Handle it, man. Like that should everything not else have has. Spread the way it did, and it shouldn't have been.
It shouldn't have been a thing where, you know, depending on your political alignments, you had feelings about whether or not you're going to wear a mask. I just never understood that.
So I do think that hopefully, and I honestly, it should never happen again. Like,
right.
Governments, get on these things. Stomp those out however you have to.
Right. Because it was crushing. Like, do you remember when the phrase, the new normal, was the thing that just made you go, ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just never wanted to hear that again.
Well, and that
in
was,
these uncertain times, the new normal.
We're in this together. Get out of here.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's so funny. One of the things on the BuzzFeed thing is Sia tweeted the word virus with the VIR, like, scribbled out, just to be us. Uh-huh. Like, we're in this together, us. It's apparently meant, you know, something, us. They do that with Jesus, too. I don't know if you guys don't scribble out the J-E-S. They put the us in Jesus.
Whatever you say, Sia, I just wipe my butt with a t-shirt. You know, because I don't have toilet paper over here.
Like, I mean, that's what we're doing, us.
Like, honestly, we're not in this together.
You just tickled Maddie's funny bone.
No, I mean,
I haven't heard him laugh that hard.
I think it's just random.
Wasn't random.
I know, but I got you.
There's a lot of things. You know what I'll do is I'll post up this, it's something like 17 funny celebrity things from the pandemic. Drake posted, there was people were just loved to say that person's tone deaf. They don't understand. Like the rich people who were like, wow, this is crazy. Whatever will we do as their, you know, private chef comes out and puts some food down in front of them. Drake posted a video from his home basketball court saying, my life for the next however long. Must be so nice. Yeah, I mean, he's got a bridge out in the grotto that I don't know if he still has that place. Once everybody finds out about your bridge, maybe you have to, sell that place. Evangeline Lilly Freckles from Lost. Remember her?
Yes.
She proudly tweeted on March 16th, I'm not quarantining or social distancing. She said something, you know, like, my kids washed their hands, went in, played in the gymnasium, business as usual. And then she ended up apologizing and calling herself arrogant. Whatever. Everyone was mad. Do you remember the 8 o'clock howl?
Yeah.
The people at 8 p.m., you'd
that
walk outside.
That happened in my neighborhood, yeah. Yes.
I thought that was super cool. And that was like about, you know, thank you to the healthcare workers and the, you know, first responders and the people who were helping us to get through that thing. That was super fun. I mean, 5 years. It's sort of hard to believe. Anyway, and then they do things, the dumb things like the Imagine video, which was just funny. And Vanessa Hudgens made a bunch of comments. After they canceled Coachella, she was freaking out. She was so mad because she wanted to go to Coachella. She said predictions that the outbreak might last through July sounded like a bunch of BS. It's a virus. I get it. Like, I respect it. But at the same time, like, even if everyone gets it, like, yeah, people are going to die, which is terrible, but like inevitable. Oops. Lady.
Shut up.
Shut up. Take it easy. Madonna posting a video from her bathtub with rose petals floating on the surface of the water saying, COVID is the great equalizer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Nice. So I'll take this BuzzFeed article and click, clack, click. It's up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Did you guys watch Celebrity Watch Party when that was on?
Celebrity Watch Party? No.
Oh, it was where the celebrities were, you know, quarantined, but they watched TV shows and commented on them. And yeah, it was really cute.
Oh.
Like Tyra Banks was on it. And
you know what? I didn't ever watch that, but I used to... Leslie Jones was live tweeting things. She would live tweet sports stuff. And it's just, you know, you'd be on Twitter and look at her, look at what she would say about it. Like, you couldn't really see anybody.
I can't watch any of that now. Anything about the pandemic now, I just, I don't know.
Well, pretty raw. You know, a lot of people lost a lot of stuff. Like so many businesses. And it's funny, not funny at all, but there were things like Amazon. Maybe you were able to avoid that in the past. You would always go out and get your stuff. And then people just started to use Amazon and it was just, that was the way. It's almost like for Amazon, pandemic was the most awesome thing. Mm. Like if they didn't already have a toehold, they managed to kill off all the brick and mortars and be like, oh, well, if you need something, you have us. We're here for you. We're Amazon. Thanks, Amazon. I mean, good for you. How great for you. Okay, so that's up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Justin Bieber is still depressed. I'm not going to bother with that. He's like running. He's talking about how he's drowning in hate, I guess. I was always told when I was a kid not to hate, but it made me feel like I wasn't allowed to have it. And so I didn't tell anyone I've had it, which made me feel like I was drowning. Like, okay, you know what? Man up. You're a dad now.
Oh,
sorry about it. Seriously, that guy is what a spoiled freaking brat. Let's see. This is kind of cute. This is early. This is an early story. Early in the morning, I mean.
Good morning.
Hello. How are you? Scientists, you gotta love them, right?
I do.
Me too. They are always discovering new things, new organisms, new animals. And a lot of times they get named after celebrities. In order to name any kind of animal or organism after a celebrity in the Latin name, you just add an I to the end of the name. Like, if you wanted to name something after Leonardo DiCaprio, you would say Gruvelinus Leonardo DiCaprio I. You just add an I at the end.
Hmm.
It's a water beetle. Named after him as a tribute to his environmental
work. Oh, that's a real,
work.
That's yes, real Leonardo DiCaprio.
He's a real
DiCaprio
Leonardo DiCaprio I. Okay. Gruvelinus Leonardo DiCaprio I. Here's another one. Hilo Skirtis, Seth MacFarlane eye. Not kidding.
What is that one?
Oh, that's an Amazonian tree frog. And I guess Family Guy is he's the creator, Seth MacFarlane. It's a big supporter of the NGO Rainforest Trust.
Oh.
So they were like, we'll take this tree frog and name it after Seth MacFarlane eye. There's a parasitic wasp. Angelina Jolie loves this. Named Conobregma Brad Pitti. Or Pitti, maybe, because you just had an eye. She can relate. Here's the Angelina Jolie one. It's a venomous trapdoor spider. I bet Brad Pitt can relate. It's Apostocus Angelina Jolie-A-E on the end of that one. There's another wasp. This is a guy who's a big Jackie Chan fan. Acrophatus Jackie Chan eye. There's also, how do you say Matt Groening's name? It's O-E, G-R-O-E, like Phoenix. Is that not Groening? The guy behind The Simpsons, Simpsons creator.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's a sand crab named after him, apparently because he's featured crustaceans on The Simpsons. Like,
can't be Groening, right?
I thought it was.
Could be Groening.
That's what I would have guessed.
I always say Groening, but I don't know why I say that. Because it actually, if it's like Phoenix, it's Groening. I don't know. Yeah, see, find out what it is. Groening actually sounds better, like you're groaning.
Not graining.
Graining.
Why is it graining?
I don't know.
Not graining.
Pinchy the lobster, Lisa's hermit crab. Albunier graining eye. There's a Conan O'Brien eye type of worm. Has slight tints of orange on it. So it's got the orange
worm.
Hair. Ginger worm, yeah. There's a Michael Jackson eye. There's a ton of these. Organisms that don't know that are named after celebrities. I put that up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page too, because there's a little picture of each of the little creatures. I would like to have the only thing I would want is like maybe a species of horse or something. Like some
like
horse.
They find a new horse.
Just some horse breed. I don't know. Maybe they have like a horse hybrid something.
Horse hiding in the Amazon forest.
Yeah.
There's a radio gal in the Bay Area that called dibs.
Yes.
So.
Sarah Clark Eye. I like it. Clark Eye Clark. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
So much stuff, including Waymo and the airport and a guy lost at sea for like an unbelievable, and more after these.
Oh, my God.
Okay, we have a real.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Problem here.
Wake up. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Love that song. Miley Cyrus. Wreckin' Ball. Listen to our show live every day and get our full show podcast. It's all happening on the free Odyssey app.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank Foundation has given back to our local communities in unexpected ways. The Oakland Zoo's shiny new electric train was sponsored by Fremont Bank Foundation. Discover more at FremontBank.com/giving. We should have a break in the rain now.
Thank you. Thanks for that.
Which is nice, yes.
Yes. Yes to break in the rain. It's great. We need all the drops. More drops later.
I got more yesterday. Did you get more yesterday?
Yeah, a little more.
Yeah. Not too. It seemed to have passed, and then it came back around lunchtime.
Yes.
Hard.
Right.
I was in the car going, this is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. It's heavy and almost hail in Santa Cruz.
Oh, my. But it sounds like we all got it, though. Yeah. I mean, that's, it was later, and it was a little bit later. It was like a little after lunch, but I was like, felt so bad. We had a bunch of guys. We're getting work done out back to get our hot tub in there. Mm. Hello, Creative Energy. And they had to run. They're running for it. I'm like, oh my God, get under here. Come on.
What did the other crews do?
Oh, the other crews, the ones at the house next door?
Oh no, I thought you don't have any other projects going at once?
There's one project going right now.
One?
Well, I mean, it's one and a half because there is another thing that's happening, but it's
and
not.
What did that crew do?
That crew is also this crew. There's two things happening with this crew.
Oh. Mm. Wow. Mm-hmm. All right.
What's the other thing? Can we ask?
It's like a walkway thing. We needed some brick tune up.
Oh.
Some things happening. That wasn't going to be a problem. The pouring of concrete in a rainstorm, not awesome. Not
true.
Easy.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We talked about this first story with Scott Budman, and I did ask the question because it seems like one of the most important routes Waymo could find. Waymo has landed access to SFO and a huge boost to
RoboTaxi.
They just did, yes.
This is huge.
It's new news. So Waymo had been, these are the driverless cars. If you are in the city, they're everywhere.
You can't miss them.
Right.
But they're also kind of a pain in the ass. Like, they are not as aggressive as a regular driver. Although it feels like they've been programmed to be a little bit more aggressive. And they can cause a backup. Like, I'm wondering how this is going to look at the... It'll be very interesting to see if it works out at the airport, which is already kind of a CF at times.
Yeah, but this is really good news for some people, especially business people who fly a lot. If you can get this thing to work for you, you'll be stoked.
You will. But if they have... You know, they've got to follow the rules because there's no driver in there. I'm sure they've just got rules laid out. Someone coded them in. And a lot of times at the airport, you double park and you just hop out. Like, they've got to know that they can do that, that they don't need a curb necessarily.
Well, so this begins with the autonomous vehicle company. They got a 30-day permit to begin mapping all the roadways in that area.
So
they'll drive it a ton. And that's what all that stuff on top and inside the car is for. So they're going to map the whole thing, and then hopefully very soon we'll see. I think that's a really important step.
Agreed.
Being able to get people dropped off at the airport. So
definitely.
They'll start getting all the data, and hopefully their driverless cars will be navigating this road by these roads by, you know, late spring, early summer.
Mm. I dream of a day when we all don't have cars. You just, you dial up, like there's a car outside waiting for you. There's no driver in it. You hop in the back. It takes you to work every day. It's cheaper than having and gassing or charging and
Insuring a car. Yeah, all the stuff.
Tires. Mm-hmm. That'll be Waymo's problem.
So Waymo going to be working at the airport here over the next 30 days. And hopefully beyond that, you'll be able to take one there. Fisherman found alive after drifting over 90 days at sea.
Wow. 90 days.
People
want to live.
Everything on this planet that's alive will struggle to stay alive, wants to live.
Survival instinct.
It's an instinct in all of us. Everything, little tiny organisms to dudes, Peruvian dudes.
Sure. So this guy's a Peruvian dude?
A Peruvian fisherman was found alive after drifting at sea for 94 days. He was discharged from the hospital following his ordeal. Maximo Napa, 61.
Boy.
Was rescued in his small fishing boat on Tuesday after being spotted by an Ecuadorian vessel off the coast of Chimbote in northern Peru. He told local media in a tearful interview that he survived at sea by eating cockroaches, birds, and turtles. I didn't want to die for my mother. I have a 2-month-old granddaughter. I clung to that. Every day I thought about my mother.
What about water? Did he have some water on the boat? Is
rainwater.
Oh, boy.
They say,
I guess if you get enough of it and something to catch it in.
He was in good physical condition. He could walk. He washed himself.
Wow. How big of a boat are we talking? Something with some cover?
The fisherman had set sail on December 7th from the port of San Juan, but bad weather conditions and current caused him to lose course. His small boat, which had no radio beacon, ended up on the high seas. It doesn't say much about cover. It doesn't sound like it's a dinghy, but it doesn't sound like it's much more than a dinghy.
Right. Very hard on a family for 90 days to not know anything. And at 90 days,
you assume
the worst.
Napa's ordeal comes just months after a dramatic rescue of another man lost at sea for an extended period of time. In October, Russian Mikhail Pachugin was rescued after spending more than 2 months adrift in a small inflatable boat at sea.
Oh my
he
God.
Said he survived by battling shivering cold and drinking rainwater. He set off to watch whales with his 49-year-old brother and 15-year-old nephew. But the boat's engine shut down on their way back, and the brother and nephew later died.
Oh.
He tied them to the boat so they wouldn't be washed away.
Oh.
And they lived. I mean, he lived.
I was going to say.
They didn't live.
He tied them to the boat? That is the most macabre thing I've ever heard.
He didn't want to lose them.
Right? But still, though, you think that's almost like, I don't want to say it because it's just, it's terrible. That's like, it's a, you know, things that are dead in the water might attract things.
Oh, I don't know that he tied them to the side of the boat. He may have tied them in the boat.
Oh, you think he left their bodies in the boat? I thought you meant like he looped something around their foot, put them in the water
I hope he didn't do that.
Dragged them behind the boat.
I hope he didn't do that.
I just can't imagine in a small inflatable boat, there you are with the corpses of your brother.
I understand
nephew.
What you're saying, but I fear that you would be watching.
And the rainwater that would fall in would fall onto the dead bodies. I don't want to know.
I actually,
these
so
people
glad
survived incredible oh ordeals. You can get through this traffic, I promise.
Oh my God.
You can do this. It's very rare anymore that we test ourselves against things in any kind of a real way. And you do see people out there doing that. I do that with the ocean, and I'm not looking for real trouble, but there is certainly
there's an inherent danger in what you do.
A humility that comes from it after you get a good thrashing. You go, oh yeah, I'm so far from
that
in
was
charge
a close
out
one.
Here. Yeah. Wow. Mm. But that is just to be, I don't like boats. I'm like, I don't hate boats. I don't dream to own a boat. Mm. I don't want to take sailing lessons. Mm.
Sailing's hard.
I'm not interested in that, really. The ocean is gnarly.
It does not care who you are.
And those are two examples of it right there.
It's that I feel like this Peruvian guy, it's just him. He lives. That's a good story. He was in good health. But the Russian dude, that is freaking tragic. Like, yeah. I cannot believe, I have so many questions about the corpses.
Maybe he nibbled on them.
No, don't say that.
I don't believe
that. Do not say that.
But, you know,
boy, oh boy.
I've never been lost at sea for months on end. Next story.
Okay, great idea. So good, though. What a good story.
People are left shocked after realizing what dangerous trend vabbing is. Have you heard of vabbing?
Vabbing? Is it like vaping and napping at the same time?
No.
Dabbing, vaping, and dabbing.
It is a combination. So it's a...
Oh, dabbing is part of it.
Yeah, well, yes, they've taken two words and mashed them
vacuuming
together.
Vacuuming and dabbing. Yeah, I'm doing some dabbing and vacuuming.
There's a lot of dabbing going on here.
Okay, here we go. People online have shared their shock after discovering a dangerous... By the way, this is not dangerous.
Oh.
I'm not a doctor, but I'm friends with one, okay?
You mean a surgeon, I think.
Damn it. I'm not a surgeon, but I'm friends with one. And I'm pretty sure this is not dangerous.
Okay.
Social media users took to X in disbelief after learning what the trend was. It turns out this is a woman using her own scent.
Oh.
Behind the ears and neck.
Oh. Dabbing. It's like you might take perfume and put a little dab behind your ears.
Vabbing involves...
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. Got it. So
a perfume of sorts, mm-hmm. And I don't believe this is dangerous. I don't necessarily.
It isn't dangerous, but is it good? Like, are dudes like yes?
Some claimed it increased the chance of attracting men by spreading their pheromones. However, doctors warn the trend carries serious risks for woman area infections.
What?
I don't see it. I really don't. I know that we're...
That's ridiculous.
We're a very worried world.
Please wash your hands, I guess, before handling your bits. That area can take a lot. I'm going to tell you something right now. It'll be fine. Self-cleaning oven doesn't matter. You really don't have to worry that much about it.
Vabbing is the combination of the word, the real word for woman area, and dabbing, which is just a dab of perfume, so to say, so to speak. It was a term coined by a sex expert and author, Shan Boodram. I looked her up, and she's a really gorgeous lady. She's 38. That's her.
Oh, she is beautiful.
She's a sex expert down
Dark
in L.A.,
hair.
So she makes the tours.
Vaguely Asian?
I don't know, but she's
beautiful.
Gorgeous. And, she's the one who said, I had a lot of success with vabbing. And I'm like, also, your face is really pretty. So
yeah, so people might have been into it. Do you remember there was a salesperson when we worked at DRE in Philly, and she used vanilla extract, a tiny bit on her finger, like, you know, just the vanilla extract you buy at the store, a little bit of that, and she would put it behind her ears or like on her collarbone or, you know, whatever. And once in a while, I'd catch this whiff of like, oh my God, vanilla. That smells so good.
I like the smell of vanilla. Mm-hmm. So I don't remember the lady. I like that smell. I had this stuff. I used this deodorant by a company called Native. Is that it? And it's a vanilla coconut, but the vanilla's too strong. Vanilla, you can definitely over vanilla something.
Oh, yes.
And
no
question. In that one particular scent of deodorant, I had to stop wearing it.
It was too much.
It was too much vanilla.
Mm.
Like, you know?
Yes.
So.
Yeah, she was not too much. You would occasionally catch just the lightest scent of it.
Anyway, vabbing, everyone.
Don't do it.
It is a thing.
Or do. You know what? See if it works for you.
I swear if you vab, you will attract people. Like a date, a one-night stand, you'll just get free drinks all night. This stuff people are posting about it. I feel like you were going to get that either way.
You remind me of something. I'm not sure what it is, but it's...
Anyway, this is going on out there, so I don't know. Sarah, what say you? Are you pro? Are you against?
I'm neutral. I'm not trying to attract a mate right now, Vinny, so I'm probably not going to be trying that. Oh, thank you.
How about a fast fact?
It's not dangerous. Yes, I'll take a fast fact.
I can't even believe they're writing that. Like,
dangerous in that, you know, the bear and the man are both a danger to you now.
Yeah. I hate that story.
I love it.
The meme where the bear is knocking on a door going, there's a guy out here.
Can you please let me in?
God, what is this?
We all have things to fear from men.
The bear.
Oh, the poor bear. God, come on in, Grizzly. Just get behind me.
The band Train.
Yes.
Has more monthly listeners on Spotify than Led Zeppelin, The Eagles, Van Halen, Tom Petty, U2, REM, Pearl Jam, or Elvis. Train.
Well, mind blown. That is, I mean, good for Train. Train has some hits. Longtime friends of this show.
Mm-hmm.
That is astounding.
That's a who's who of rock music, too,
it
by the way.
It certainly is. They clearly looked for the people who it would be. People would be like, what? What on what?
Train.
Killing it
on Spotify.
Yeah. Good for them.
Yeah.
They're like the one band that's making money on there? Is that?
Can't say to that. I can't speak to that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, they
may rank in Midland, but.
You hear everything from, I get. Like less than a penny for a million listens. You hear that? And then you hear people going, no, I'm making pretty good money.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Taylor Swift, but still.
Yep.
In general, though, I think Spotify is using everyone's art to have
further
this
its
big
own
business.
Interests. Right.
And meanwhile, there's no real respect there. Not by the statements they put out anyway.
They have minimized, like, just over here, we're going to take a poop on some art. Like, that's worthless to us. It's not even what we sell.
Your whole thing
is
other people's music.
Mm-hmm.
But your respect for that music is zero.
We don't need them.
You guys really should just come up with some more content.
How about that?
What? I just fart a hit song. Right. That's all. There we go. Just put that up.
Well, more people listen to it. Thousands of people did listen to it. I got a check for 4 cents.
On average, giraffes sleep for less than 2 hours a day.
Oh, they're prey animals.
On the flip side, pythons sleep for at least 18 hours.
Hmm. Are pythons' eyes in the front? I guess they are.
They're sleepy snakes.
Hmm.
I don't know anything about it. I know you have this thing with
eyes
on the front.
Side. Eyes on the side, run and hide. Eyes in the front, ready to hunt. On the hunt, something like that.
It's very cute. You came up with another one.
I did not come up with that. That is definitely a thing.
Huh.
It's like we're hunters. Our eyes are in the front. But like is a snake, eyes in the front. Or is a snake also prey? So they're eyes on the semi side.
They're hunters.
We're all in the food chain, you know.
650 says, women in France have been vabbing for ages.
Is that so?
That their secret French.
The dirty French.
It's not dirty. I love that smell.
Yeah, but it's dirty.
Oh, well, all right. I mean, but I like it.
You have been a very bad girl. Get over here.
For Maddie, says 408, West Virginia governor calls NCAA the National Corrupt Athletic Association.
Funny.
It's a big deal. We were in everybody's bracket, 111 brackets of experts, and we still got left out. And the state of West Virginia is actually suing the NCAA to find out why.
Well, you guys weren't a lock for that other position because Indiana was right there with you. wanting to get in as well. So Indiana might be having the same, like,
yeah,
how dare we, what we're prejudiced against.
Who's in there that you think you should be about?
North Carolina.
Okay, that's a specific one.
Specifically,
that you're like,
North Carolina. Like they're
is that just a bigger school? What's the deal?
That's why
they call them Blue Bloods.
Yeah,
The royalty.
Well, they're the ones royalty that have been won it a lot, and they bring eyeballs to the TV, and their teams travel.
Why
well.
Don't they just make the bracket one play bigger? Or is there not enough for that?
They're,
you said they were play-ins.
They're going to grow it to the size that where it's so...
Like, where you can't fit it on one page?
It's
okay,
going to become so oversized and watered down and ruined because that's what happens.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Well, if you played it like that, though, with single elimination, then still the team that won all their games would win. And so West Virginia, who had a good season, would have been in there.
415 says, so people nowadays can't get to the airport. We need Waymo to make traffic worse at SFO. In the end, it'll make it better.
Yes. In the end,
that's
it
the
will.
Point. Right now, they got to go do all the mapping and stuff, but I feel like that'll be the. There
Once
it
we're
is.
All using this stuff regularly and there are more options available, because, you know, Waymo is just the beginning of this, it's going to be great. And all the cars on the highway will be talking to each other and relating, getting us where we need to go faster. And everyone will be so polite. And you'll be napping in the back of a car with no driver. It's going to be great.
707 says, I agree with Maddie.
Oh.
I miss playing Yahtzee and Farkle with my friends. And
I love
with my
Farkle.
Friend and her husband, yeah, who live in Southern California, on Zoom every Friday night. I work for FedEx, so I was working. So not much change for me. The no traffic on the roads was amazing, though. Kat, Petaluma, radio.
What's up, Kat?
Hey, Kat.
Anyway. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Tracy Morgan had a night after this.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.